existing network and process evaluation. Information gathered about organizational strategy and about the supply chain's value proposition are inputs into the next step in generating a supply chain strategy. Evaluation of the existing network and its processes. You need to know where you are and what you are actually good at before determining what needs to be improved. We'll look at the general capabilities needed in a supply chain and at supply chain core competencies. General capabilities. A supply chain strategy needs to specify how it will arrange and prioritize its various capabilities. Every supply chain is made up of organizations, people, processes, and information. Each supply chain's capabilities are based on its organizational design, processes, systems and technology, human resources, metrics, measurement techniques. Evaluating the existing network and processes in these areas involves determining how much priority the supply chain currently places on each of these elements and how mature each area is relative to internal goals or external benchmarks. Organizational design. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, organizational design refers to the creation of an organizational structure to support the strategic business plans and goals of an enterprise, for example, for-profit versus not-for-profit companies. Given the mission and business strategy, the organizational structure design provides the framework within which the business's operational and management activities will be performed. Organizational design also encompasses how the organization communicates internally and externally, the chains of authority and responsibility, financial management, and job hierarchy and descriptions. The key question to ask is the degree to which the organizational structure enables or hinders supply chain management. Supply chain processes. Supply chain management covers a series of linked processes. Although management of any one activity or link in the chain may be straightforward, effective supply chain management requires mastery of these connected processes. It is important to assess the maturity level of these interconnections since they are hard to form and keep. Systems and technology. Being able to integrate, implement, and manage sophisticated software that can automate complex and numerous transactions involved in supply chain management is a critical capability. Information systems may enable organizations or supply chains to integrate operations at various levels. Integrating one plant, partial or full cross-company functionality, or multiple supply chain partner integration. Many organizations use an enterprise resources planning, ERP, system to provide transactional support for multiple business processes. It is important to assess whether the EERP system enables critical links between strategy and operations and supports the specific supply chain capabilities that a company desires. When assessing existing levels of partner integration, explore what technologies the organization is using to transfer data between parties, how much automatic identification and data capture technologies are being used to automate the process, and whether the information is being put to use, such as for marketing analysis to gain insight into customer behavior. When making these assessments, review information on each supplier category related to how much you need them and how much they need you to place the current level of integration into context. Some suppliers may need better integration than they currently have. Making technological advances has challenges, however. Hurdles may include incompatibility of programming languages and different software applications and network protocols. There are also human and organizational barriers that can prevent taking full advantage of available technology. Despite the steady moderation of price and increase in user-friendly electronic linkages, some departments or users may question the usefulness and related costs of technology. New users of this technology have to be trained, and in some cases, they also have to be converted from a skeptical to an accepting attitude toward new technologies. Change management is therefore critical in implementing technology design. The most significant assessment to make with partners is to determine the degree to which you trust them and vice versa. Lack of trust among companies along the supply chain and even across functional areas or teams within organizations can undermine integration goals. Trust is built in small increments, so assess what steps each party has taken or plans to take to build trust. Steps that prove effective with one party might be used with other parties. Human resources. An organization is significantly impacted by the manner in which it creates and organizes its functions and how the people within the departments manage the business operations and key processes. Horizontally organized supply chains typically have no unified ownership or management structures. Unlike vertically integrated supply chains, but more mature chains may develop cross-functional planning and implementation teams that have executive sponsorship from each organization. It is also important to assess how much the supply chain management mindset has been embraced at the organization and at partner organizations. Development of supply chain strategy and the control of supply chain processes depend entirely on having the right people in place. People educated in supply chain thinking rather than functional silo thinking of necessity. Supply chain management sometimes draws upon personnel attached to multiple functions, yet they may be available only part-time to the supply chain team. These functions also need to understand the benefits of supply chain and functional area integration. The hiring and training programs of the organization and supply chain partner organizations should be assessed to see whether the organizations are acquiring and developing properly skilled, process-oriented, and knowledgeable supply chain specialists to design and monitor supply chain processes. An assessment should also be made as to whether other functions receive some basic level of training on supply chains to sell them on the benefits of supply chain management. Change management may also be needed. Unlike specialists in traditional functions, production, logistics, procurement, etc., an organization needs supply chain personnel with expertise that extends beyond deep knowledge of one area or functional discipline. These personnel need to be broadly knowledgeable about the enterprise as a whole and trained in the art of inspiring people to work harmoniously in pursuit of a common goal. People on supply chain teams may represent every function, from procurement to marketing. On occasion, the supply chain manager may need to work as a diplomatic go-between when mistrust and misunderstanding prevent team members from cooperating with one another. In addition to the multidisciplinary, communication-savvy, holistically oriented supply chain manager, the organization and the supply chain need people with specialized skills to contribute to the success of supply chain initiatives. For instance, a team member with cost accounting or technology expertise comes in handy when planning an initiative. With so much pressure to keep costs low, upgrade initiatives must be skillfully managed to keep costs in line and avoid driving up product prices. Modeling the process in advance with data from supply chain partners can help prove feasibility and speed later implementation. Finding and developing the level of talent required to manage supply chains requires skilled and knowledgeable human resources management staff. The degree to which human resources policies support and enable or hinder the integration efforts required of a supply chain need to be assessed. In large organizations with complex bureaucratic structures, the key to improving such policies is to find an executive-level champion. Supply chain professionals should be able to do the following. See the supply chain as one continuous entity made up of linked processes. Manage relationships among and between teams to coordinate different temperaments and visions. Understand the business model and its alignment with the supply chain. Manage costs skillfully for the chain as a whole. Understand net value. Identify technology requirements, such as to provide the entire supply chain with visibility at the required level of velocity, for example, real-time updates. Supply chain metrics. An organization should have the right set of metrics in place and be capable of measuring these key performance indicators efficiently. To answer questions such as, how well is the supply chain performing? Or is our supply chain helping or hurting corporate objectives? The answer should include a data-driven component. Here are some ways to benchmark an organization's past performance. Desired performance, to show how close or distant from goals. Competitor performance. Industry average performance, we're better than average. World-class or best-in-class performance from any industry for the same activity or process you're assessing. Quantitative data generally provide the most convincing evidence. When discussing your cash-to-cash cycle, for instance, you might say, we've got it down from 50 days to 20, and that's better than the industry average. Organizations can also use a checklist to measure performance. This could include certain activities, types of equipment, technologies, etc. One example is the Oliver White Supply Chain Excellence Checklist. Refer to the Resource Center for more information. Summing up, taken together, the elements just discussed determine the capabilities of organizations within a supply chain. The assessment of existing networks and processes should look for integrated organizational design with a process orientation. Key supply chain processes in place and functioning at competitive velocity. Systems and technology sufficiently advanced to tie all processes together and allow the supply network to operate from the same, simultaneously available data. Educated and skilled employees who have a process focus can see the end-to-end supply chain as a single entity and manage accordingly. Metrics that are in place to assess performance against a relevant standard and locate areas for improvement. All of these supply chain capabilities should be aligned with one another and with the supply chain strategy. One major international petroleum company, for example, instituted advanced information technology to convert from a forecast-driven to a demand-driven enterprise. Demand data from filling stations and large industrial customers became available throughout the supply and distribution networks for use in marketing, logistics, planning, and refining. These shared demand data fed into virtually every decision made along the supply chain, from spot market purchases to scheduling of refill runs. When all supply chain processes operated from the same base of data, the partners functioned as seamlessly as a virtual network, as if they were one company. Supply chain core competencies. An organization's supply chain management function may excel in certain areas, and these may be core competencies if the function does them better than the competition or third parties could do them. By contrast, things that are not core competencies are things that others can do better, faster, or more efficiently. Core competencies can include tangible elements, such as having a fleet of trucks of the right size plus great truck routing software, and intangible elements, such as excellent management skills or a high-service supply chain brand image. Determining core competencies involves considering how an organization's internal capabilities differentiate it from its competition in each of the following key items: adding value to products, such as shorter time to market; improving market access, such as providing new market channels; building financial strength through increased income and shared costs; adding technological strength, if there is internal expertise in the use of more advanced software and systems; strengthening operations by lowering system costs and cycle times; enhancing strategic growth to break through barriers to new industries and opportunities; improving organizational skills that facilitate shared learning and insights among management and employees, internally and/or among other partners. Assessing the current state of what the organization considers to be core competencies can reveal gaps that can be the focus of change initiatives, or research might reveal that more major changes are needed, such as if new service providers now exist who can outmatch the organization's capabilities. Organizations leverage their and others' core competencies in order to achieve defined goals and objectives. The following supply chain management objectives are key areas to assess when implementing a business strategy and determining where to invest. Excellence in customer service. Effective and efficient use of system-wide resources. Effective and efficient leveraging of partner core competencies. Excellence in customer service. Customer service, according to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, is 1. The ability of a company to address the needs, inquiries, and requests of customers. 2. A measure of the delivery of a product to the customer at the time the customer specified. Organizations with a customer service core competency will develop and use their customer service strategy to identify and prioritize all activities required to fulfill customers' logistical requirements at least as well or better than the competition does. The strategy should address the fundamental attributes of basic customer service: availability, operational performance, and customer satisfaction. The organization may consider one or more of these areas to be a core competency. The organization may also target the measures that are weak if it wants the overall customer service area to be a core competency. Let's take a closer look at each of these attributes. Availability is having the product where and when it is wanted by a customer. Great supply chain management organizations can achieve high levels of availability while keeping investment in inventory and facilities to a minimum. Such an organization is less likely to have products out of stock over time and is more able to ship complete orders. If a customer order is missing only one item out of several, the order is considered incomplete. Measures tied to availability include stockout frequency, fill rate, and orders shipped complete. Operational performance deals with the time needed to deliver a customer order. Great supply chain management reduces the elapsed time from when the customer places an order until the product is delivered and ready for use. Well-designed supply chain management systems might focus on facilitating speedy and reliable delivery at a higher cost, facilitating slow, steady, and inexpensive delivery, or maintaining both as competencies by having multiple supply chains. Another operational performance competency to assess is whether the supply chain is flexible enough to accommodate unexpected or unusual customer requests or shifts in demand. It should also be determined whether there is a sound system for responding to service failures and whether there are contingency plans in place for disruptions. Customer satisfaction takes into account customer perceptions, expectations, and opinions based on the customer's experience and knowledge. Mature processes include discussing and clarifying customer expectations for an order in terms of quality, price, and delivery. Increases in customer satisfaction can be evidenced by seeing how many successful long-term customer relationships exist. Effective and efficient use of system-wide resources. Effectiveness is doing the right things, and efficiency is doing the things right. Both are needed for an organization or supply chain to have a core competency in its use of resources, and both need to be balanced for the organization to thrive, as illustrated in Exhibit 8-9. Exhibit 8-9. Balancing effectiveness with efficiency. Use of supply chain resources is effective when it helps the organization achieve its business objectives. Resources can be in the form of workers, raw materials, equipment, etc. Being effective means that the supply chain gets the right product and the right amount to the right customer at the right time and price. Effectiveness is measured against the customer's needs and wants, while still meeting cost objectives. For instance, if a supplier encounters a glitch in its normal mode of over-the-road transport of the car parts that it makes for an auto manufacturer, it could still get the order to the customer on time if it sends the parts via air. Air is far more costly, but it contributes to the company's effectiveness in meeting its customer needs, in this case, for a plant that doesn't need to shut down due to lack of parts. Companies use a variety of tools and metrics to measure effectiveness, such as benchmarking and comparing the company's actual performance against its business strategies for growth, increased sales, increased customer satisfaction ratings, or improvements in the metrics of the SCORE-DS framework. Supply chain management enables an organization to be more effective in reaching these types of strategic goals. Efficiency is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a measurement, usually expressed as a percentage, of the actual output relative to the standard output expected. Efficiency measures how well something is performing relative to existing standards. In contrast, productivity measures output relative to a specific input, for example, tons per labor hour. Efficiency is inward-focused, in that an organization or its extended supply chain looks to its internal processes to determine how the processes can be done less expensively, in less time, and with fewer resources without missing customer service targets. Efficiency is one of the measures of capacity in a supply chain. Capacity is all about what can be accomplished by employing all the resources in the supply chain network. That includes work centers, storage sites, people, and equipment. An efficient system will have greater capacity than the same system would have with poor efficiency. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, capacity has several meanings, two of which are: 1. The capability of a system to perform its expected function. 2. The capability of a worker, machine, work center, plant, or organization to produce output per time period. Supply chain management can increase the efficiency of any 1,009 of manufacturers, or service providers, suppliers, and customers in a supply chain. When a supply chain is operating at high efficiency, it means that it's using its resources well to produce the level of output in a production plan within the time allowed. If it does so while meeting customer service objectives and other key performance indicators, then it is also effective. Effective and efficient leveraging of partner core competencies. If the organization is able to recognize when another organization is stronger in certain core competencies, at least in certain specialized areas or regions of the world, then it will be in a position to leverage these competitive advantages. If the organization and its partners can achieve more together than they could have individually, then mutual strengths are being effectively leveraged. The selection of the right partners means that their corporate cultures, operating styles, and business practices are similar enough for the benefits of an alliance to outweigh the negatives. Well-chosen partners will benefit from a high level of mutual trust, respect of each other's expertise and contributions, and a shared common vision. In order to leverage a partner's strengths, the organization must identify the partner's core strengths or competencies and reassess them over time. Supply chain management technologies and practices can help a company select the appropriate partners and support them by providing and receiving timely and accurate information, helping them deal successfully with channel customers and marketing, aiding them in leveraging their strengths, such as innovation, speed, high quality, low cost, etc.,